Yeah, as you know, language has specific functions. And yeah. So some language is neutral, but other language is more to the negative side or more to the positive side. And when you ask not just a negative question, all questions are leading. All questions are leading. All questions are a frame for a conversation.
Okay. Now,
okay, what this means is all grammar is straight into the psychology today. Okay. All grammar is a mirror. This means the question and the answer must fit together. If they don't fit together grammatically, there is a logic mistake. So here's the example. When you ask a question in present simple, do you live here? The answer should be in present simple.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. No, I don't. So the question is a frame for the answer. What this means is in every question is the answer already.
Oh, yeah. And it's called framing in psychology.
Yeah. Because in a logical conversation, there is a limited number of responses that are possible. For example, if I ask a question in present perfect, have you been to London? The answer should be in present perfect. Yes, I have been to London. No, yeah. I have not been to London. If the other person answers in a different tense, what it means is that their process of thinking is not logical. Or there are two different conversations happening at the same time. So if I ask you a question with one grammatical tense and you give me an answer with another grammatical tense, there is not one conversation but two conversations that are happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a psychological disconnect. And this is what I work to correct. This is my job, right?
Mm-hmm.
My job is to create logical patterns.
Mm-hmm.
And again, in psychology, patterns are important. Habits are important. The language people use is very important because you need logic in your words and in your thoughts and in your actions. So when I ask somebody a question in one form and the answer comes in another form, it's okay, welcome to Politics 101. Every time you ask a politician, tell us about this problem, the politician says, our party has done very well over the last year and we are working to build everything that we need to build, and I'm very positive about the actions. The question and the answer are completely different.
Yeah.
And you can't build, you can't really build anything. So how do I get onto that? I don't know. The question, negative questions. That was about negative questions. Yeah. So it's very important to be clear. And some questions have more positive ideas and more negative ideas. Let me think of another example for you. Here's one. Will you go out? First question, will you go out? Second question, are you going to go out? Both questions are good questions, right? Will is a thought. It's what I think. But going to is what I know. Yeah, here's the difference, right? Here's the difference. Using language to explain language is complicated, right? Here's the difference. Two words. Think and know.
Yeah.
Right.
I think about will, and I know about going to.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Because will is your thought or prediction. And going to is the plan, the intention, the knowledge. And so you have a choice when you ask somebody about the future. And as a habit, when we use will, there's a psychological suggestion that you think the other person does not know the answer. And when you use going to, you think the other person knows the answer.
Yeah.
So the different levels of language. Now, in a basic language class, they say, oh, will is your plan. No, sorry, will is your future intention or habit or prediction, and going to is your plan.
Yeah.
But these, you know, they cross over.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. So the real difference is the difference between thought and knowledge, and between what you think and what you know, because what you think is question mark, not sure, maybe yes, maybe no, and what you know is it's a fact.
Yeah,
it's a fact. So using these questions is a frame for a conversation, because if you use will all of the time, it's thoughts and ideas. But if you use going to all the time, it's plans, knowledge, and facts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's a powerful psychological difference when, not only when you talk to other people, but when you talk to yourself about your own ideas. There's a difference between I will do this and I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And so we use language, but we don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
a lot. Now, one part of society does. If you're a writer, or you know, maybe a university professor, or a linguist, or someone who has an interest in language,
yeah,
then you know these
the
elements, these
small
things.
Differences. Yeah, actually. Yeah.
But the average person walking down the street, especially if they go to McDonald's and drink Coca-Cola out there, they're not thinking, you know. The average person who watches 3 football matches on television every week or whatever, they are not thinking a lot about this. They have other interests in their life.
Yeah, of course.
And that's okay. That's okay. Everybody has a job. Everyone has a role. Everybody plays their part. So,
yeah.
Things we know, things we don't know.
Yeah.
Most native speakers don't understand language.